You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. And I'm going to add, this morning in Vancouver, it is beautiful. Very nice out.
Yes, this is the temperate part of the temperate rainforest.
Well, you know the old saying in the Vancouver Harbor, is if you look across to the mountains and you can see the mountains, you know it's going to rain. But if you look across and you can't see the mountains, then you know it is raining.
But we do have typically 3 or 4 months of pretty dry weather over the summer.
But we've had a drought since November. It's been very, very dry, but I note that the forecast says you can get some rain on Sunday. So that, in my mind, is welcome.
Yeah, in a perfect world, it would rain between 3 and 4 every morning. So you'd break up to a nice, fresh day. Now, yeah. Bob, my first question is, we're seeing a change at the head of the Fed, going from Jerome Powell to Kevin Warsh. Will that change the Fed policies?
No, but he seems like a little more practical person at the head of the Fed. And the Fed is merely along for the ride. It's a decorative item. And because the global economy is so huge and so powerful, and at the moment, the New York City is the world's financial center, and the U.S. dollar is the senior currency. Going back 100 years ago, London was the financial center, and the pound sterling was the senior currency. And it goes all the way back to when the denarius was the Roman coin, and that was the senior currency. So, anyways, yeah, I think he seems to be a little more practical than your ordinary run-of-the-mill central banker.
Now, Jerome Powell has pointed out he's still on the board. He still gets a vote on where they go. He's just not the chair.
Yeah.
Now, in connection with that, bonds seem to be going up. I've seen Canadian banks offering super high, like 4.5% interest if you open a new account with them with a certain amount of money. So does that mean that bonds are on the way up and there's nothing that central bankers can do about interest rates?
Yeah. The central bank may be able to push short rates a little bit briefly, but you're talking about millions of people and jillions of transactions all around the world. The idea that a foreign FOMC can manage interest rates. Now, we're at an interesting time. In a boom, long rates go up. So the long rates have been going up, as you mentioned, and long bond prices have been going down. And that's what happens. And we're in a great financial bubble now, number 6. And it could run through the summer, as we've been noting, and perfection would be to have it run into September and then die, just like in 1929 or at the 1873 bubble. So we don't know that yet, but we do know that we're in a great bubble. And then we don't see it now, but there will be a time when the Treasury bill rate starts going down. And then the talk will be that, hey, wonderful, the Fed is going to cut rates. But if you take a chart of financial history, short-dated rates, such as treasury bills, go up in the boom, and, Jim, they go down in the bust, no matter what the Fed is doing. So the notion that a Fed cut is going to be good is absolute garbage, because bad things happen when short rates go down. So short rates going up is a boom. Short rates going down is a bust. So, and then you've got the problem of junk bonds. They have been very popular until about January, and they were the greatest game in town, and junk bond prices going up because the street saw absolutely no risk. And they've corrected a bit now, but they're still right up there. And that's the other one to watch, is when the junk bond price starts heading down. That would be another warning. So, yeah, interest rates are a very elusive subject.
Well, I've heard discussions on business television that interest rates are on the way up because that's the only tool the central banks have to fight inflation, and with tariffs in the U.S., higher fuel prices and higher healthcare prices, it's inflationary, so they're going to up rates to fight it.
Yeah, that is laughable, Jim. Yeah, no, in a boom, short rates go up, and the Fed has no alternative. And they try to look like they're in charge. And the Nobel-winning economist Hayek has said as much. You know, the Fed is just trying to look like it's running the show, but it isn't. Financial markets and financial forces are running the show. So we'll see the same absurd notions about the Fed being repeated over and over again. But right at the moment, it is party time, so there's no need to worry at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, are bonds on their way up? And because somebody said even in Japan, where traditionally they have very low rates, they're rising.
Yeah, the bond prices down, long rates up.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy and taking a look at some of the headlines that caught his eye. Our first headline from Zero Hedge: Toyota to import Taiwan-built minivans to Japan amid factory strain.
Yeah, it's amusing. Anyways, it looks like production in Japan is really stretched to the limit, so they're having to ship in Taiwan-built machines. Anyways, an amusing headline.
Speaking of Taiwan, they're the world's major computer chip maker, and it seems they can't crank out the chips fast enough. If China decides to invade Taiwan, would their strategy be blow up all the chip factories so China can't take them over?
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. China is a communist country, and probably their economy is fading now. And then Trump is a very resolute leader, and the Chinese are not going to do anything. And also, Trump, with his tariffs, has opened the door for Taiwan companies to start making chips in the United States. Now, wouldn't that be a good idea?
From Zero Hedge, headline, repeat after us: stocks are not an inflation hedge.
They said it, didn't they? Yeah. Good headline.
So we're seeing stocks going up tremendously, with many of the stock markets setting new records every week. Why would people think that it was a hedge against inflation?
Because it's just sort of one of those folklore things out there, Jim.
Now from Zero Hedge, Turkey liquidated almost all of its U.S. treasuries in March to defend crashing lira.
Yeah, well, their currency is the lira. They've got one of those. And they, their central bank took it in their mind to defend the lira in foreign exchange markets. And the problem is internal. The government's probably being reckless, in which case their currency is being marked down. Mm-hmm. And to try and rig it back up is futile.
Well, Turkey and Hungary seem to have tied their cart to the Russian horse, and Russia's not doing all that well in Ukraine.
Russia has... no, it's not. Now, Russia also has a problem. It has no serious manufacture to export, and that's why Putin's war moves are tied to the price of crude. Going back to 2012, when it was Chechnya, he becomes belligerent when the crude oil price is high. And so crude oil prices have been high recently. Never mind why they're high, but that is the only way that keeps Putin belligerent. And my guess is that when crude oil really does head down, you know, the Middle East news is not going to be stimulating all that time, all of the time. So I think crude oil will go down, and Russia has, and Putin's got no money. And then I think there's dissatisfied people and movers and shakers and whatnot in Moscow would move Putin out of his office of power.
Headline from What's Up With That, America's energy comeback is leaving green fantasies behind.
Yeah, isn't that a good one? Yep, What's Up With That, that is a very practical climate and weather site. I watch those guys all the time.
Yes, also from What's Up With That, Asian nations return to fossil fuels, back away from net zero plans.
Yeah, that's another one. The net zero plan, of course, is you're not going to utter any CO2. They've determined that CO2, which is just a trace gas, and it is essential to life on Earth as we know it. And if you get at 425 parts per million now, geologically speaking, Jim, that is on the very low side. You know, 100,000 years or so ago, it was at 7,000 parts per million. And if you take a look at the chart of atmospheric CO2, and the temperature, no, there's no cause and effect there. And indeed, there seems to be that you get a long cooling trend, a climatic long cooling trend, and when it turns up, starts to get warm again, the atmospheric CO2 will eventually turn up, but 500 or 600 years later. So CO2 does not cause climate. Climate conditions atmospheric CO2. So and this one really is nonsense. The idea that I think they must, Jim, they must assume that a molecule of CO2 has a shiny side, and it faces down and reflects all the heat back to the Earth. Well, we know that's nonsense. You get a little photon of energy from the Earth reflected off the Earth's surface, and it goes up, and any CO2 molecules, and they're all over the place, They just give a little jiggle, and that's it. CO2 does not have a shiny side down. I like the line.
From Breitbart, headline, Doomer Fail, New Coal-Fired Power Plant Surged to 10-Year Global High.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the anti-everything promotion was against coal-fired power plants, but I know that over the decades, that their emissions of particulates or unpleasant gases were very clean. They had them sorted out well, and the U.S. has a lot of coal, and China is opening new coal-fired plants maybe two or three a month. So, no, the left control freaks are all upset about coal-fired plants, but there's no problem. So they want to have all of your power from windmills and solar cells. I mean, it's madness. But you also, in Canada, there's a rule they came in with, Ottawa did, that by 2030, there's supposed to be 40% of all cars being sold must be electric. And they never looked at, that's the issue, boys. And they never looked at how much power that would need. So in order to look after that, one estimate I saw was they'd have to build about 8 modular nuclear power plants. I don't know how many billions of dollars it costs to build a new power plant, but that's the problem with passionate politicians. They just suddenly decide 40% of car sales got to be EVs, and they never think about where the electricity is going to come from. So, again, bizarre thinking in some pretty strange times.
Prime Minister Carney, I believe, announced last week that Canada's goal was to double its electricity output by 2050. Is that too late to meet the demands if we have so many electric cars?
Oh, yeah. No, Carney is a green control freak. And about 15 years ago, when he was a central banker, he had an epiphany and discovered that global warming, CO2, was bad. And presented his paper to the group of central bankers, and they were going to use this to control the big corporations and make them all greenies. And the man is a dreamer, but he's very ambitious, and I'd say he's absolutely crazy with the idea that CO2 is bad. My God, I can't believe it.
Bob, it's been great chatting with you.
Jim, I always enjoy it, and let's look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.